感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天第一次来到弟兄姐妹中间。
That this is the first time I'm here amongst the brothers and sisters.
是我想都没有想到的事情。
It's something that I did not plan for or imagine.
我这次来本来是一个想的度假。
So this time when I came here, the plan was to go on a vacation.
刘长老说你过来这边有吃有喝有玩的。
So this brother Lou told me that when you come over here, there's a lot of things to do. There's, you know, places to eat and there's places to visit.
你可以完全放松一个月。
And you can, for sure, relax for about a month.
我来到第二天的时候。
So the second day I was here.
刘长老就跟我说。
So brother Lou told me.
我要给你安排一个服事。
So I'm going to schedule some service for you.
你要去传福音。
And you need to go and share the gospel.
我当时正在吃饭。
So at that particular point, I was having dinner.
所以那口饭简直咽不下去了。
So it was very difficult to finish that dinner.
我眼睛瞪得很大。
I was quite surprised, and I didn't, yeah.
我说你能不能再说清楚一点点
？So then I asked, perhaps you could be a little bit more specific.
他不说了。
And he said that was that.
他说你我刚才说的你听见了。
And he basically asked me, did you, you know, hear clearly what I just?said before.
所以我只好去跟他讲，我说我那我该怎么办呢？我一点预备都没有。
So I went off afterwards and I spoke to him and said, you know, I wasn't quite prepared for this.
他说你只要把耶稣的故事讲出来就好了。
And he basically said that you just only need to share the gospel of Jesus.
那我想一想，那我就把我们的主耶稣介绍给大家。
So I want to take the opportunity to share with you the gospel and our Lord Jesus.
我想你过去也许听过。
So I know perhaps in the past you've already heard this before.
也许有人没有听过。
But perhaps there are people amongst us who has not heard the gospel before.
那我就把我所听的讲给你听。
So I'll take the opportunity to share with you what I've heard.
听过的呢，请你耐心再听一次。
So if you heard this before, please be patient.
没有听过的呢，你就当新鲜的事情听一次。
And if this is unfamiliar to you, then perhaps it'll be interesting.
好，我今天想讲的故事就是耶稣被钉在十字架上。
So the story I want to share with you today is his the crucifixion of our Lord.
这个经文是在路加福音。
And the passage is in the Gospel of Luke.
23章。
Chapter 23.
32节。
Starting at verse 32.
我念给大家听。又有两个犯人和耶稣一同来处死。到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁就研究分他的衣服，百姓站在那里观看，官府也耻笑他说，他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。在耶稣椅上有一个牌子，写着这是犹太人的王。那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
So Luke chapter 23 verse 32 to 43. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the Chosen One.The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the king of Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurl insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He says, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
好，我们先做一个祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们再一次到你面前来。
Lord Jesus, once again we come before you.
一同来思想你的救恩。
We come here to meditate upon your salvation.
好使我们看见你何等的爱我们。
And we see how much you truly love us.
你要甘心把你自己献上。
That you're willing to offer yourself.
你作为赎罪祭。
As a sacrifice.
你要救我们脱离一切的罪。
To save us and to deliver us from our sins.
并且你要赐给我们那永远的生命。
So that we may have that eternal life.
我们仰望你。
We look towards you.
求你在我们中间对我们的心说话。
May you speak to us.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 究竟耶稣是谁呢？
So who is Jesus?
他为什么要被钉在十字架上？
And why was he crucified on the cross?
我们知道耶稣的死，
We know that his death
是整本圣经一个最大的秘密。
It's the greatest mystery of the entire Bible.
也是圣经上面一直在说的一件神要做的工作。
And it is also that's been spoken of many times in the Bible as a work that God planned to do.
为什么耶稣要死？
And why did Jesus need to die?
他不死行不行呢？
Why did he need to die?
耶稣来到地上做了许许多多的神迹。
He has done many miracles while he was on earth.
他所做的每一件神迹，
Every single miracle,
都是使人得福气的。
It is the end result is to bless man.
有病的到他面前，病就好了。
Those who are sick came before him and they were healed.
瞎眼的到他面前就可以看见。
And those who are blind received
sight. 瘸腿的就可以行走。
And those who are lame can walk.
没有饭吃的到他面前，他可以用五个饼两条鱼让他们吃饱。
And those who are hungry when they came before him, he fed them with five loaves and two fish.
所以耶稣有那么大的能力。
So he has such tremendous power.
他为什么要选择十字架的死呢？
Why did he choose the death on a cross?
我们知道人类历史里边，在人的历史里边，
We know that in the history of mankind,
死并不是人的起初所应该有的。
Death is not something that man should have from the beginning.
神起初造人的时候，
When God created man,
是没有死亡的。
There is no death.
但死亡临到人的时候，
But when death came upon man,
是因着罪。
It's because of sin.
所以在伊甸园的时候呢，
So in the Garden of Eden,
亚当和夏娃没有听神的话。
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God,
他们吃了分别善恶树的果子。
They ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
违背神的命令。
And they disobeyed His commandment.
死亡就临到。
And death came about.
不仅仅是罪来到这个地方。
Not only did sin enter into here.
罪所带出的果子就是死。
But the fruit of sin, the wage of sin is death.
所以罪就是人不肯听神的话。
So sin is because is the end result of a man disobeying God.
假如说
，if perhaps, for example,
那一天亚当和夏娃他们听了神的话，没有吃那个分别善恶树的果子。
If perhaps Adam and Eve that day did not eat of that fruit.
那么我们今天就没有那么多痛苦。
But today we will not be suffering so much. There
will
not be pain. There will not be death.
没有疾病。
There will not be sickness.
没有烦恼。
There will not be frustration.
你生的儿子女儿乖乖的不得了。
And your children would be very obedient.
但是今天我们生活中所遇到的这么多麻烦事情。
But today we're faced with so many difficulties and challenges.
又是病痛。
There's pain.
又是死亡。
There's death.
又是老，越来越老。
There's getting old. There's old age.
所以家庭矛盾有很多。
There's family conflict.
这一切的根源在哪里呢？
What is the source of all these trouble?
有的时候我在想。
So sometimes I think.
这个地震的时候呢，所有动物都知道。
When an earthquake comes, all the animals are aware.
所以他们提前就开始预备，并且跑了。
So even before the earthquake strikes, they are already prepared to run away.
人却是一个 在我们看来是属于高级的，不得了的。
And we're so much more intelligent than the animals.
但是我们竟然对地震没有一点感觉。
But we have absolutely no sense or no foreknowledge of an earthquake coming.
老鼠从你家里跑出去。
When you see a rat or a mouse running away out of your
house. 连蟑螂都知道往哪里走。
Even the roaches knows that it's time to go.
蚂蚁那么小，它也要搬家。
And the ants knows that they need to move.
但是人却不知道灾难已经临到。
But man does not know that disaster is upon them.
这是什么原因呢？
What is the reason for this?
这就是罪。
And this is because of sin.
在人的里边有一个最深最深的地方。
There's a deep point in our heart.
那就是罪在里边辖制我们。
And that is in that point that sin has bounded us.
我们里边有贪，贪心。
Within us there's greed.
我们里边有怒气。
There's anger.
所以这个罪在我们里边发动的时候
，So when sin moves within us，
就让我们与神隔绝。
It separates us from God。
那隔绝的结果就是死嘛。
And when that separation happens, the end result is death。
回过来看耶稣
，And if we take another look, a different perspective of Jesus，
他来到地上救了那么多人。
When he came to earth, he saved many。
解决那么多家庭的问题。
He solved so many different problems。
个人的问题。
Personal problems, family problems。
但是。
But,
最根本的问题怎么解决呢？
But how do you solve the very basic problem?
全人类最根本的问题是罪的问题。
The biggest problem facing mankind is sin.
你今天把他的病治好了，他明天还是要死的。
Today, if you heal that person, that individual will eventually die.
你今天给他东饭吃，他明天还是要饿肚子。
If that person is fed today, he will go hungry.
今天解决了他的家庭矛盾，他明天还可能会打架。
Perhaps they solve some conflict within their family, but the next day they may struggle.
我们的主耶稣知道这一切的苦难，它的根源在于罪。
For our Lord Jesus knows that the source of all the suffering is sin.
所以要解决罪呢，只有一个办法。
So the only way to solve sin, there is only one way.
救赎。
And that's salvation.
好，我们谈到救赎呢，就想到一个人掉在河里边，然后呢，有人就把他拉起来。
So when we think of salvation, we think of some individual falling into a lake or a river and someone else was there to rescue them.
当这个人掉到河里边快要淹死的时候，如果有人拉他一把，
So when this person is drowning and someone else is there to help them,
他就可以得一条性命。
Then he can be saved.
对他来说，他是被救了。
To the person who is drowning, he was saved.
对于救他的人来说，就是费一点麻烦。
To the person who is doing the saving, just the expenditure of some energy.
花一点力气。
He spent some time trying to save this person.
但是如果解决人的罪，
But in order to solve the problem of sin,
从死亡里边把他救出来，
To save an individual from death,
就不是那么简单的事情。
It is not so simple.
我记得在做动物实验的时候，
I remember that when they were experimenting on animals.
特别是对在这个解决癌症的时候
，especially when they're testing, trying to find a cure for cancer.
有一种方法
，there is one way.
就是让一个小白老鼠呢，叫小白鼠。
And to take a lab rat, a little mouse.
先让它得一种癌症。
Basically, they're infected with a particular type of cancer.
然后想尽办法让它的癌症能够治愈。
And then to try different ways to try to heal that cancer.
这样的时候，他的血液里边就有一种细胞可以对抗癌细胞。
So that to a such extent that within their blood there is a type of reaction and that can fight against the cancer cells.
当这个小白鼠它的癌症痊愈的时候，人就想一个办法。
So when this mouse when is healed,
要把它的血液要完全抽出来。
And so that when the mouse is healed, they want to.Extract the blood from the mouse.
然后把它所需要的那一个抗癌细胞过滤出来。
And then to filter out the whatever type of cell that was fighting against the cancer.
找到另一个跟它得同样癌症的小白鼠。
And then to find another mouse which has the same condition.
打到它的血液里边。
And to inject that mouse with this type of anti.
结果你会发现一件事情。
And so you will find this.
第一个小白鼠因为血液被抽出来，它就死掉了。
The first mouse, because you extracted the blood, it died.
另一个小白鼠因为得着了这个 细胞它就活过来了。
And the second mouse, because it received the antibody, it survived.
这就是用生命去救赎生命。
And this is using life to save another life.
所以这样的救赎需要付出生命的代价。
So in order for this type of salvation to work, life must be offered.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候
，So when Adam and Eve when they sin,
神说你吃的日子必定死。
For God said that the day that you eat of this fruit, you will surely die.
这个死是要用人的生命，用另一个生命才能把它挽赎回来。
This death can only be avoided with the offering of another life.
但是谁才肯付这样生命的代价，把这些罪人救赎回来呢？
But who is willing to offer their life to save a sinner?
你说我愿意啊。
And now you may say, I am willing.
但是你有没有资格？
But are you able?
凡是有罪的人，他的结果都是死。
For all everyone, the end result is death.
所以圣经告诉我们，天下没有一个义人。
So for the Bible says that there is not one righteous.
从亚当到如今没有一个。
From Adam till this day, there is not a single righteous person.
那谁才有资格去赎那些罪呢？
Therefore, who can go and save us from sin?
就是他身上没有罪。
And we need someone who is without sin.
我们看遍整个人类历史里边，只有耶稣他没有罪。
When we look at entire history, there is only one individual, and that is Jesus.
所以只有耶稣他有资格来赎我们。
Only Jesus qualifies for this job.
但是如果赎我们，必须要付代价。
In order for him to save us, he must pay a price.
不是说人掉到河里拉一下就回来了。
It's not that if you're falling into a river, then you can just be pulled out.
而是要用他的生命要流出来为我们舍去，然后把我们生命才能得回来。
So his life must be shed in order that we may receive life.
所以我们的主他愿意不愿意呢？
So is our Lord willing?
有资格不一定他愿意。
Even if he's qualified to do this, but he may not be willing.
但耶稣来到这个地上。
And when Jesus came to earth,
他愿意用他的生命来赎我们。
He was willing to use his life to save us.
这是我永远想不通的事情。
This is something I could never really fully understand.
因为你看到，当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，下面所有的人对耶稣的态度，真的叫你很难受。
And you see that it's such a sad and pitiful scene when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
这样一个爱在耶稣的里边，他要救赎人类。
That he has such a tremendous love to save mankind.
但是在那一刻，有谁？却愿意相信，有谁却愿意接受
？But at that moment and point in time, who was actually willing to believe and who was actually willing to receive?
耶稣是知道的。
For Jesus knew.
如果要赎这些人的罪
，If he were to save these people from sin,
他就要死。
He must die.
而且死得很惨。
And he must perish in such a horrible way.
死得很羞辱。
And to be perished in such a shameful way.
这些被救的人呢，在下面不停地骂他。
And for all the people who were being saved, they mocked him and they sneered at him.
藐视他。
And they looked down upon him.
要唾唾沫在他脸上。
And they spat at his face.
所以我们的主知道这一切。
But our Lord was fully aware of all of this.
他还愿意要为我们舍去他的性命。
But nonetheless, he was still willing to offer his own life for us.
所以这个爱究竟为什么会发生？
And so, why does this kind of love happen? How does it happen?
今天耶稣被钉在十字架上。
So today, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
他只有一个目的。
He only had one purpose.
就是他要用他的生命来救赎我们的生命。
He wanted to use his own life to save our life.
如果他不死
，If he did not die,
我们的罪就不能解决。
Our sin, the problem of sin, cannot be solved.
如果耶稣他用生命，他的生命把我们救赎了
，If he uses life to save us，
父的心就满足了。
The Father's heart is satisfied。
所以我们看到这个经文里边提到，耶稣就被钉在十字架上。
So therefore we see here that he was crucified on the cross。
是他自己甘心愿意要走这一条苦难的道路。
He himself willingly walked down this path of suffering。
另外一个问题
，Another question，
为什么耶稣他被钉的时候，在他的左右要有两个犯人
when he was crucified, there were two criminals along his, by him?
这两个犯人不是干好事情的。
They were criminals, so they were not good citizens.
他们在世上作恶多端。
And so they sinned and they broke the law. And therefore, there's a reason why they were to die.
他们被钉是他们犯罪的结果。
And their crucifixion was the result of their sin.
但是为什么耶稣被钉？ 却左右要把他们放在那里呢?
But why was it when Jesus was crucified, there were two criminals, one on each side?
换句话来说,
In other words,
这两个人跟耶稣钉到一起,
when these two were crucified along with Jesus,
他们纯粹是来捣乱,
they came to disrupt.
耶稣是为着救赎, 他没有罪, 他被钉的。
Jesus was crucified for the sake of salvation, for he is sinless.
这两个人跑过来以后, 就叫你感觉到说受迷惑。
And when these two are crucified alongside him, you get a little confused.
在座的有一些是经过中国文化大革命的。
So I know some of us here who experienced the Cultural Revolution in China.
那个时候我还是比较小。
At that time, I was very young.
我看到有一卡车一卡车的犯人。
I see that there were truckloads of people.
他们的手是被用麻绳反面去绑的。
And so they were bounded by rope.
然后在他们的脖子上面插一个很高的牌子。
And there was every one of them wore a plaque.
那上面写的是这个杀人犯。
And some would say that it's a murderer.
是强盗。
Or someone was a robber.
有强奸犯。
Or a rapist.
还有一个是有一些写的是现行反革命,
or there were others that were saying they were counter-revolutionary.
所以满车的人都是要准备拉去枪毙的。
So truckloads of people were taken to be shot.
那我那么小在下面看一车一车这样过去的时候,
So when I was so young and I saw these groups of people, truckloads of people just being sent,
我想这一车的人都是该死的。
I thought to myself that they all deserve to die.
但是有一天,
but one day,
我长大以后,
one day when after I grew up,
我才知道原来在那个日子里边有许许多多的人是被冤枉的。
I finally found out much later that many of those people sent, they were falsely accused.
他们没有罪,
they have no sin.
但是他们要被安一个名叫现行反革命。
But they were branded as such.
所以把他们这些人放在小偷、强盗、杀人犯里边。
So they were branded as, these counter-revolution, quote-unquote, they were branded, and they were sent amongst the murderers and the robbers.
你根本就没有办法分清楚他是有罪还是没罪的。
It's very difficult at those, to look at that and to say whether this person is innocent or not.
所以耶稣那一天,
So that day when Jesus was crucified amongst the two criminals,
从仇敌的眼光,从仇敌的角度去看,
from the perspective of the enemy,
是世人要用这两个人,好使人看见耶稣被钉,是神击打苦待他。
And so they wanted people to see that he was crucified because God wanted to punish him.
是叫人看见耶稣今天被钉是应该的。
So that when people look upon these three on the cross, that they all deserved it.
他肯定做了许多不该做的事情。
They wanted people to think that perhaps Jesus did a lot of things.
正像那两个强盗一样。
Just like the criminals besides him.
但是我们从神的角度看,
But if we take a look from God's perspective,
神许可这两个人在他的左边和右边,
He allowed these two to be beside him.
这不仅仅是在旧约以赛亚有预言,
This was not only prophesied in the book of Elijah.
说基督,
Isaiah.
基督死的那一天,他要被列在罪犯当之中。
And it says that on the day of his crucifixion, he will be amongst the criminals.
更重要的一点,
And what's even more important is,
神要借着这一个图像,
God wanted to use this picture.
让我们看见这是担当多人的罪。
And to illustrate that, to demonstrate to us that he was to take on the sins of many. We know that there was a plaque on the cross next to him. It says that the king of the Jews.
也就是说，耶稣今天被钉十字架，他的罪名是因为他是犹太人的王。
And in other words, it's to say the reason he was crucified was because he was the king of the Jews.
大祭司审判耶稣定他死罪的罪名是。
When the high priest condemned Jesus and the what it was for the sake.
他是神的儿子。
It was because he was the son of God.
比拉多审判来审判去说这个人没有罪。
So when Pilate, when Jesus was brought before Pilate, Pilate could not find anything sinful about Jesus.
所以耶稣是没有罪的。
So Jesus is without sin.
但是耶稣的死是要承担多人的罪，叫担当多人的罪。
But his sin is to take on and to suffer for the sins of many.
那这样一个担当，你就看见左边是有一个犯人，右边是一个犯人，他在中间要承担他们的罪。
So here you see that, excuse me, there are two criminals, one on the left and one on the right, and he was to take on the sins of them.
在旧约的故事里边
，In the story of the Old Testament,
有一个图像。是来解释耶稣的担当。
There's a picture, an illustration to explain what.
那就是如果有一个人他犯罪
，If a person sinned,
他要去赎他罪的时候
，When he needs to offer a sin offering,
他就要牵一头牛
，He needs to take a calf,
或者一只羊
，Or a lamb,
要把它牵到这个祭司面前
，And to take the animal before the high priest.
到了会幕那里
and to before the tabernacle.
然后呢他要用手按住牛或羊的头
He was to place, lay his hand upon the calf or the lamb.
就把这个牛杀掉
And then they would slaughter.
当他的手按到牛的头上那一刻
When the moment when he laid his hand upon the animal.
他的罪就归到了牛的身上
His sin, It's befallen upon the land, the animals.
这个牛就担当了他的罪。
And then the sacrifice took on the sin of the individual.
就为他而死。
And it is for their sake that they died.
应该死的是那个人。
So the person who should have died is the individual.
但是我们看见为他而死的却是那一个牛。
But we find that the one that died was the sacrifice.
对这个牛来说实在是冤。
So to the animal, it's very wrong.
他在被拉到会幕的时候还高高兴兴的。
When he was brought into the tabernacle, he was, you know, didn't know what was going to happen.
对牛来说，他没想到在那一刻人的手按到他头上，他就没有命。
And didn't realize that the moment that the person laid his hand upon him, that was the end of it.
但是我们的父借着这样一个图像。来说他的儿子
，But our heavenly Father used this picture to foreshadow His Son.
耶稣要被带到那一个地方，骷髅地。
Jesus was to be brought to the place of the skull.
是他清清楚楚。
He was fully aware.
明明白白。
And he understood.
他完全知道为什么要到那里。
And he knew the purpose of him being brought to that place.
如果那一天耶稣说我不去了
，If Jesus said Before even that time says, I don't want to go.
他可以不可以逃走呢?
Can he run off?
当然可以啊。
Of course he can run away.
主说,难道我不可以求父差遣十二营的人来救我吗?
And Jesus, could he not send for the angels and the heavenly host to come and save him?
十二营的天使救他,一个天使就足够把他救走。
He only needs one angel to come and save him, but he can send the heavenly host of 12,000.
但是耶稣他却要甘心去走到骷髅地
But he so willingly walked the path to the cross.
并且他要用他的生命来承担多人的罪
And he wanted to use his life to save, take on the sins of many.
这两个强盗他被钉在左右的时候
So when the criminals were when they crucified to his left and his right,
有一个他说了一句话
One person said this.
就是刚才我们读到那一段。
It is what we read before.
有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
One criminal hurled insults at him, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us."
你想耶稣被钉的时候那么痛苦。
If you imagine that, when he was crucified, he was suffering tremendously.
这个犯人也是一样，极其痛苦。
And this criminal was also suffering tremendously.
他连喘气都喘不过来。
And it's very, even to a point where it's difficult to breathe.
他的手脚是被扎的。
And his hand and feet are pierced.
他还顾得过来去讥笑耶稣。
But yet, he still had the energy or even the opportunity to hurl insults at Jesus.
你看人的里边是多么的刚硬。
And you can see how hardened man is.
这个人他的罪定那是该的，应该的。
He was justly crucified.
所以在那一刻，耶稣被钉的时候，下面有那么多的人都在那里耻笑耶稣。
So when Jesus was crucified, there are so many people before him who mocked him.
都在那里说，你不是有能力吗？你下来了。
And they said to him that, "Are you not with power? Can you not save yourself?"
你不是说你是神的儿子吗？
Did you not say that you were the Son of God?
你不是基督吗？
Are you not the Christ?
不是神派你来做我们的王吗？
Did God not send you to save to be our king?
你现在已经跟我们一样是被钉了。
But now you are just like us, crucified.
如果你是的话，你可以下来。
If you are, then you can come down.
没有人相信他。
Not a single person believed in him.
以赛亚书给我们描述那一个光景。
And the book of Isaiah described that circumstance.
他说用藐视。
They looked down upon him.
就是耶稣被钉那一刻，在他的周围人对他来说，都看他是藐视他，瞧不起他。
Because the moment of his crucifixion, every single one around him, they looked down upon him.
去骂他。
They mocked him.
你平时那么有能力。
And they said, before you're with such power.
你救了那么多的人。
And you were able to save so many.
今天你被挂到木头上面。
But today when you're hung upon the wood.
你下来看一看。
Come down and.
如果我们的主。
If our Lord.
那一天他从十字架上下来。
If that day he came down from the cross,
oh, 我们就完了。
That would be the end for us.
主耶稣很清楚，必须用生命去救赎生命。
Jesus is very clear on this, that he must save life with his life.
而且是必须用没有罪的生命才能救赎有罪的生命。
And the only way to save life is to save by offering a sinless life.
所以我想，我们的主在那里一直忍耐，再忍耐。
So I'm, you know, our Lord endured and endured.
甚至忍耐到他旁边有个强盗还在那里讥笑他。
He endured to such extent that one of the criminals was mocking him.
这就是看到我们的主在那里是何等的忍受世人的羞辱。
And it just shows us how much he endured the mockery of man.
以赛亚书又用一个词叫掩面不看。
And Isaiah also mentioned that God turned away and did not look.
就是说耶稣被钉的时候呢，使人看他都觉得很厌恶，甚至不愿意看他的面。
And so when he was crucified, the man did not even want to look upon him because they despised him so much.
这就是我们的主，在他的左右有强盗。虽然强盗不认识他，但是主却要担待他们的罪。
Although these criminals did not know him, but he was to take their sins as well.
两个强盗对着耶稣来说，他们的态度不同。
And so the two criminals, they had a different reaction to Jesus.
他们的结局也不同。
And their end was also different.
我们说一个轻松一点的话题。
Let's talk about something a little bit lighthearted.
在中国刚刚解放的时候。
So when China was just opened up.
在国内也有这样的一个很大的这个教堂。
So in China there was also a church very similar to this.
共产党呢，他要去。那个时候很流行要挂两个像，一个是毛泽东的像，一个是朱德的像。
So at that time, it was very popular for the communists that they hung two portraits. One is Mao, and the other one is Zhuge.
差不多是家家户户都在挂这两个人的像。
So every family will have these two portraits in their homes.
所以他们有一天说，你们教堂只有十字架还不够。
So one day they came to church and said, "You only have a cross in the church. That's not enough."
也应该挂上毛泽东和朱德的像。
You should also have these two portraits hung there as well.
那挂到哪里呢？
And they said, "Where do you hung them?"
那就挂到十字架的左边一个，右边一个。
So then they suggested, "Well, you can put them on the left side and the right side of the cross."
我想他们挂的时候，他们不知道为什么会这样。
And perhaps when they were suggesting that, they didn't really realize this.
但是过了一段时间，他们好像觉得有点不对劲。
And after a while, they finally slowly to realize that something's not right.
就把这两个像取下来。
And then they took it down.
所以我们的主是担当了犯人的罪，担当了多人的罪。
So our Lord took on the sins of many.
在圣经上告诉我们,
So in the Bible, it tells us
神爱世人,
that he loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子,
he loves the world to such extent
赐给他们,
that he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的,
so that all who believe in him
不至灭亡, 反得永生,
shall not perish but have eternal life.
你看耶稣死的时候, 左边和右边, 下面的, 这一切的人,
When he was crucified, the person on the left, the person on the right, and even those before him, their sins were all taken on by Jesus. But who will actually receive the salvation? Only those who trust in him.
所以在十字架上有另一个强盗马上就开口。
So on the cross next to him, there was another criminal who said this.
他说，40节，他说，你既是一样受刑，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。Verse
40, "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong."
他说，你真是不怕死。You
truly are not afraid of death.
今天要死你都不怕。
Even today, when you're faced with death, you're not afraid.
就算你不怕死，难道你不怕神吗？
Even if you're not afraid of death, are you not afraid of God?
因为人人都有一死。
For all will die.
死后且有审判。
And after that, there is the judgment.
今天已经受这样重的刑罚，竟然你还要去欺负一个这样的善人。
And today, you're under such punishment, such just punishment, yet you want to mock someone who's so innocent.
我非常吃惊是谁叫这个人开口去说这样的话。
I'm always amazed at who caused this one to open his mouth and to say such words.
他原来也是不认识耶稣的。
He was someone who also did not know Christ.
他根本不知道耶稣为什么会被钉到十字架上。
He didn't know why Jesus was crucified.
但他完全清楚自己为什么会受这样的刑罚。
He was very clear about why he was there.
可是在这一刻他看见了耶稣，他被钉死冤枉。But
at that precise moment, he realizes that Jesus was crucified for no reason.
他说这个人没有做过一件不好的事。And
he said that this man does not deserve.
连一件都没有。Not
a single deed he did deserves this.
我们知道人一生当中不犯一个错误是容易的。
We know that in our lives it is extremely difficult. It's very difficult. It's impossible for us not to sin even once.
但是一生中不犯任何一件错误是做不到的。
It's difficult to sin rarely. It's impossible to not sin.
所以他是怎么看见耶稣没有做过一件不好的事？
So how did he recognize that Jesus did not do a single deed that deserves this?
反过来想, 每一件事都是好的。
And if you turn it around, every single deed that Jesus did was good.
谁让他看到了这一件事情?
But who caused him to recognize this?
谁给他传的福音呢?
Who shared with him the gospel?
耶稣在地上3年半去传道, 带领的是门徒。
When Jesus was on earth 33 and a half years, he brought with him the disciples.
有许许多多的人去经历他的恩典。
There were many who experienced his grace.
但这个犯人并没有跟随耶稣。
But this criminal never followed Jesus.
他只顾着抢。
He was a robber.
杀人。
He wanted to kill.
满足自己的欲望。
To satisfy his own desires.
但是在这一刻，他怎么认识耶稣？一生中没有做过一件不好的事。
But how did he know at this moment that Jesus did not do anything that deserved?
这真是一个稀奇的事情。
This is something very amazing.
第二个问题，他说我们所做的是与我们的罪相称。
And secondly, he says that what we did, we justly deserved.
就是说我今天是该死的。
In other words, I deserve to die.
因为我做了许多的恶。
Because I've done so many wrong.
当然是要被钉十字架。
Of course I deserve to be crucified on the cross.
但是旁边这个人没有做过。
But this person, he did not.
为什么他要被钉十字架呢？
But why should he be crucified on the cross?
所以这个人他被开启，里边被打开。
So this person, it was revealed to him.
我们看见下面的话是更叫你吃惊。
And what follows is even more amazing.
他说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他知道人已经走到人生最后的尽头。
He knows that he is already at the end of his life.
再过两三个小时就没命了。
It's the end for him in another 2 hours.
人还有将来吗？
Is there even a future for him?
但是这句话说，有一天你要德国降临。
But he said one day, he says that one day you will have a kingdom, one day you will come.
他看到了耶稣今天是要死，但是他还要复活。
But he saw that today Jesus was to die, but in the future he shall rise.
是谁让他看到了这个耶稣将来还要再来呢？
But who caused him to see that this Jesus will one day come again?
他怎么知道耶稣再来的时候，他是要得着一个国度？
How did he know that when Jesus comes again, he will receive a kingdom?
啊，这个真是稀奇得很。
This is something that's very amazing.
所以这个犯人在那里求耶稣一句话。
So the criminal there petitioned unto Jesus.
我们把这句话分开去看，说你不仅仅是要复活。
If we take it apart, not only will he arrive, be resurrected.
而且你还要再来。
But he will come again.
并且你要做王
，and he will be king.
你要有个国度
，and he will have a kingdom.
他看到这件事情，他要求耶稣一件。
So when he saw this, he wanted to ask Jesus this.
当你的国度来到的时候，你不要忘记我。
That when your kingdom comes, do not forget me.
当然，他也是蛮谦虚的。
Of course, he is a humble individual.
他说我一定要进你的国。
And he says, I want to enter into that kingdom.
没有资格。
But I'm not qualified.
谁有资格进入基督的国呢？
Who is qualified to enter into his kingdom?
所以他说，当你国度那一天来到的时候，你不要忘记我。
That the day when it comes, when your kingdom comes, do not forget me.
你要纪念我。
Remember me.
这个强盗。
This criminal, this robber.
为什么在那一刻，人生走到末了的那一刻，突然被翻转了
？How did he just turn around at the end of his life？
好像他被开窍。
As if he just everything opened up to him。
他看到了在他旁边的那一个受苦的人。
He saw the individual who was suffering beside him。
原来是基督自己。
Was Christ himself。
原来是在他那里是以色列人历世历代所仰望等候的那一位。
Was the one that the Israelites waited for generations upon generations.
他才会说出这样的话来。
Only then can he say this.
是谁为他传的福音呢？
Who shared the gospel with him?
是谁开了他的心窍？
Who opened up his heart?
以赛亚告诉我们一个秘密。
Isaiah tells us the secret.
就是耶稣为犯人代求
，that he pleaded for the criminals.
这是里边的东西。
So this is.
这是深处的东西。
This is something that was deep.
主耶稣在被钉的时候，为他们俩，为这些罪人去有一个祷告。
When he was crucified, he prayed for these two.
以赛亚告诉我们，为他们的得救代求。
He prayed, he interceded on their behalf for their salvation.
所以每一个人能够蒙恩得救，都是有人为你付上了祷告。
So every one of us that were able to be saved is because someone prayed and interceded.
另外一件事情。
In another thing.
当耶稣被钉的时候，主耶稣的反应和他们的反应绝对不一样。
When Jesus was crucified, all their reactions there was all very different.
如果我们手上扎一根刺，我们会咬的牙痛。
If we are our hands are pierced with a nail,
如果手上扎一个钉子，那你会痛得不得了。
If we're pierced with just a needle, it's already painful, but never mind a nail.
所以当这个强盗他的手脚被钉子扎进去的那一刻。
So when this criminal, when his hands and feet were pierced,
我想他是大喊大叫。
I can't imagine, he must be screaming.
他里边满了仇恨。
His heart must be filled with hate.
他要报复。
And he wanted revenge.
他是不服气这件事情。
He could not endure this.
可是他忽然听见旁边有一个细小的声音。
But all of a sudden, he hears a small voice next to him.
耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
And for Jesus says, Father, forgive them.
他们所做的，他们不晓得。
For they know not what they do.
这个声音是一个震撼。
So this voice is a shock to him.
当他在那里暴躁，在他那里痛苦，在那里抱怨的时候。
When he was struggling, when he was frustrated, when he could not endure himself, he hears this voice.
他看到了一个不一样的生命。
He see a life that is completely different from his.
反而在那里饶恕人。
But who was on the cross forgiving?
耶稣在那里求父能赦免这些伤害他的人。
So Jesus was on the cross asking for forgiveness for all those who were mocking him.
这是一个震惊。
And this was a shock to him.
所以一个人的生命里边是什么？
So a person's life, what is it within?
你碰一碰他就知道了。
If you poke them a little, you'll find out.
你用针扎他一下，他里边有什么就出来什么。
If you pierce them with some needle, and they will reveal what is inside.
强盗被扎的时候，他里边出来的是仇恨。
When the robbers, when the criminals were pierced, they hatred came out.
但耶稣被钉的时候，他里边出来的是饶恕和爱。
When Jesus was pierced, what came out was love and forgiveness.
基督的爱让他服下来。
His love caused this criminal to
所以他在那里有一个话说，我们所做的与我们所受的是相称的。
And therefore, he was able to say that we deserve what we.
他自己里边的那一个自己就伏在主的面前。
And he prostrated himself before God.
他能够谦卑下来，来到主面前。
He was able to humble himself before God.
这是蒙福的前提。
And this is the beginning of being blessed.
我自己的经历。
So my personal experience.
要想得着基督的救恩。
If you want to receive the salvation of Christ.
在人自己来说是很难很难。
To ourselves, it's very extremely difficult.
因为我里边有一个很骄傲的自己。
Because within there is such a self who is so full of pride.
我觉得我是一个非常优秀，什么都好。
I feel I'm such a great person, great at every aspect.
我没有这些需要。
I have no need for this.
为什么要去接受耶稣呢？
Why do I need to receive Christ?
等有一天，神兴起环境。
So, but one day God causes a situation, a circumstance.
把我里边那么多的骄傲、自我打碎的那一刻。
And He broke all the pride and all the self.Selfishness.
我才肯服下来。
And only until then, I'm willing to humble myself.
才肯来到耶稣面前。
That I'm willing to come before Him.
说主啊，我现在不行了。
And to say, Lord, I am no longer able.
我已经走到人生的尽头。
I've already walked to the end of my abilities.
我现在需要你的救恩。
Now I need your salvation.
所以人如果来到神面前，是谦卑的来到他面前。
When man comes before God, he comes humbly.
那个结局就不同。
And therefore, if he does that, the end is different.
耶稣他的救恩是给周围所有人的。
His salvation was given to all those around him.
但是只有谦卑的人 只有相信的人才能得着。
But only those who humble themselves and those who believe can receive.
真的很感谢主。
Truly thank the Lord.
当强盗在那里说求你纪念我的时候。
When the criminal says that, remember me in your kingdom.
主立刻就有回应。
And Jesus answered him right away.
今天晚上你就跟我在乐园。
He says, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
不是等到那将来。
You don't need to wait until the future.
也不是等到有一天国度降临。
You don't need to wait until the kingdom comes.
就在今天晚上。
But tonight.
没有几个小时。
In a couple more hours.
因为这个被钉的时候是中午十二点。
Because when this happened, it was in noon.
那等到日落的时候，也就是六个小时。
And when sundown, it was about 6 hours.
所以今夜你就与我同在乐园。
So tonight you shall be with me in paradise.
何等大的应许！
What a tremendous promise!
多么大的安慰！
What a tremendous comfort!
这是有了盼望。
This is truly full
of hope. 所以这个他所面临的不再是死亡的恐惧。
He is no longer faced with the suffering of death.
乃是在那里一个乐园，一个充满了平安，充满了喜乐，没有痛苦。
But he shall be in paradise, where full of joy, full of peace, full of comfort.
每一个人所向往的。
So this is something that everyone wants.
并且要有复活。
And there's resurrection.
要进入荣耀的国度。
And to enter into the glorious kingdom.
主说今天晚上就给你。
And the Lord Jesus said that today you shall have this.
而且主还有一点担心。他的信心不够坚定。
But Jesus was a little, or perhaps were a little, that his faith was not that strong.
主说，我实在告诉你。
And that is why he says, I tell you the truth.
这是何等的强调的一句话。
This is such an imposing phrase, such a firm phrase.
我告诉你一个事实。
I tell you truly.
我告诉你一个不变的事情。
I tell you a truth that does not change.
你不是面临永远的沉沦。
You're not faced with uncertainty.
你而是要跟我进入乐园。
But you shall enter into the paradise.
你可以相信这一点。
And you can believe in this.
我们的主是何等的安慰人。
We know how comforting our Lord is.
你不要忘记他是被钉在那里忍受痛苦的时候。
And let us not forget that it was in his suffering while he was crucified.
他在忍受世人去藐视他，掩面不看他的时候。